Unstoppable protests convulsed Haiti again on Thursday. An unknown number of people have been killed as violence intensified between police and protesters with attacks by criminal gangs. Three Haitian policemen were reported among the dead. The situation appears to be spiraling into greater violence and lawless turmoil. Burning barricades and angry crowds blocked the road to the international airport in Port-au-Prince.
For most of this week, Haiti has been disrupted. The capital, Port-au-Prince, has been disrupted. For the most part, everybody is hunkering down. They're staying home. The streets, it's virtually a ghost town. As there are protests and violent barricades against the decision from the government to raise the price of oil products in Haiti.
That fuel hike seems to have been the spark that caused simmering discontent to burst into flame. Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, is beset by soaring inflation, criminal gangs that rob, kidnap, and rape with impunity, and a largely ineffective and widely reviled government. The price of basic food items has increased by 50% in the past year. Buildings were set ablaze and food warehouses looted, including one operated by the Catholic organization Caritas. A World Food Program facility in the town of Gonaïves was also looted and burned, WFP officials said.
What's important is that we actually lost enough food to feed around 100,000 school children for 3 months. We have 4 million acutely food insecure Haitians, 1 million of which are actually quite vulnerable and that we prioritize for humanitarian assistance. So when an incident like this occurs, it's impacting the population. It's impacting a very vulnerable population.
The critical situation in Haiti threatens the stability of the entire Caribbean, says the president of the neighboring Dominican Republic.
The effects of the multidimensional crisis in this country exceed our individual capacities and constitute a threat to stability and security throughout the region. For the Dominican Republic, it's a matter of national security, and to Latin America as well, in the crisis overflowing the borders of Haiti.
A desperate population, a government seemingly paralyzed, and a wave of rage that continues to grow day by day. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera.